Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayens, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Mom, I really need those jeans. Dad, can't I go to the party Saturday night? All my friends are going. I'll do my chores if I can have that new video game. These are comments heard in many homes on a frequent basis. Add the fact that we are right in the middle of the holiday gift-giving season, and you might be wondering when and where to draw the line. Just when is enough enough? It's natural for parents to want to give their children what they themselves didn't have. We want our children to be happy and content. We want to be seen as good parents. And we want our children to like us. So it becomes pretty easy to go down the path of giving our children everything they want and doing all we can for them. All that is well and good, but our role as parents is to raise children who grow up to be caring and competent adults. Dr. David J. Bredoft, professor of psychology and family studies at Concordia University in St. Paul, Minnesota, is one of several people involved in ongoing research about overindulged children. Results from one of his recent studies indicate overindulged children grow up to be greedy, self-centered adults. Now, that's a statement that should get your attention. In this particular study, Dr. Bredoff found that overindulged children were more likely to grow up to become externals. They want to become rich and super wealthy, to become famous, to achieve a unique look, and to have people comment about how attractive they are. In other words, they are concerned about the external things. And it sounds pretty self-centered and materialistic, and maybe not what you really want for your children. On the flip side, children who grow up not overindulged become internals. They grow and learn new things. They're able to look back on their life as meaningful and complete. They want to share life with someone and have a committed, intimate relationship. They want to work to make the world a better place, and they want to help people in need. In other words, they desire things that make them feel better internally. And that kind of sounds more like it. These sound like the adults that we want our children to become. David Bredoff and Jean Isley Clark and Connie Dawson have an interesting website devoted to this topic of overindulgence. You can check it out at www.overindulgence.info. That's overindulgence.info. It's a great place to read research, results, and learn what to do instead of overindulging your children. So now we know there really is evidence that children who have everything can become materialistic and selfish, greedy, self-centered, and never satisfied. So let's go to the next step and discover what we can do as parents to raise children who focus more on internal life goals. Join us this month as we blog about indulgence and children. We'll look at the three types of overindulgence: too much, overnurture, and soft structure. And we'll explore ways to figure out when enough is enough. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.